Hello, hi, howdy, ciao, hola, hola, ni hao, everything else. That there's probably 100 other different languages that I don't know how to speak. I'm Jules. We're joined by two weirdos. One called Elise.
Hola.
One called Hayden.
Hola, Spanios.
That was incorrect, but they are not Hispanic. They're very much white.
And you're very much racist. And that's 100% factual. Thank you for tuning in.
Yay! Okay.
Off topic. Let's continue.
Let me just say, I have the iPhone 11's out. There's controversy about it. Camera and everything else. It's basically a new world. The iPhone 11 has, obviously, as every single other Apple product, different types of, like, the pluses, the maxes.
Colours.
Yeah, there's different colours, definitely. Like, Elise is white. I'm still white, but...
And you're still racist.
The iPhone 11, just the normal one, has two cameras, or like two...
And then, no, it has three cameras.
No, the normal iPhone 11 has two cameras. One the Plus is max, I forgot, three. Whatever.
Three cameras.
Pros and has three.
Some people have phobias. I don't know what it's called off the tongue, but they've got phobias of like...
small holes.
Holes, like... together, so kind of like pipes, like a truck of pipes where they've got beehives.
Like, yeah, like the honeycomb. Is it called honeycomb? Like the actual
Is it honeycomb?
I think so.
Yeah. 100% factual.
And there's another thing I'm going to say, though. The extra wire, if you take a picture of Bugs Bunny... It's so wide that it looks like Big Chungus. It's just really funny. And that's 100% factual. And I'm a scientist, so I've researched that stuff. And I know that extra wide, you take a picture of Bugs Bunny, it's like, that will hold Big Chungus.
Okay, there's controversy saying that the videos are just like very bad quality. And I haven't heard about the photos, but talking about photos, the Samsung S10 takes amazing photos, amazing videos.
Right, I figured out what the phobia is called.
Okay.
Triphobia.
Tripophobia.
Oh, tripophobia. I'm dyslexic in reading.
Let me read
the it. The sight of regular patterns and clusters or small holes.
Small holes, so like clusters of small holes. So actually, we'll get confirmation about that honeycomb. But let's keep talking about that Samsung S10 and how amazing pictures it takes. It's got like the food, yeah, it's just pretty amazing. But the question is, which one's better? So we have we've got three people in this room, and three opinions. So Elise, what do you think, Apple or Android?
I have an Apple, but in this case, 11 versus Samsung S10. I've seen the iPhone 11 is a lot laggier because they haven't updated it to a lot of things.
Yes.
And it's just pretty useless to have three cameras. It seems like they're running out of ideas.
Yeah.
Whereas the S10, there's a more reasonable kind of explanation for it. It's not huger. It's not, like, bigger. It's just a normal kind of Samsung, just a little longer. And it comes in fancy patterns as well. Like, iPhone 11 comes in colours, but... S10 comes in, like, holographic and
stuff. Yeah, they still come in colours,
but,
like...
Exactly, but because S10 are, like, improving.
No, yeah, they're very much improving.
The Apples are just, like...
They're kind of...
Just adding stuff that don't work. They're not improving, to be honest. They're adding stuff that don't
work. Yes, and...
Well, I personally like Nokias, but I have a Nokia. I keep one from Coles.
I also like LGs.
Anyways, so,
Because life's good, you know.
I find the Nokias are pretty good.
Listen, it's Samsung versus Apple here.
Oh, I thought the Nokia.
Okay.
I like the Samsung because it's got better photo quality, even though I'm not a photographer.
Photographer.
And even though I'm not a those like photography nerds, you know, with their glasses and they're just taking the at the beach.
So I actually think the Samsung S10 is pretty good because actually for a couple reasons, because of the colors, one because like everyone wants to have a pretty phone, another like with the pens as well, like the accessories. A lot of phones. Like, I have a friend that has the
Samsung
S10 in a... I don't actually know
holographic.
Which... It's holographic, but it's a different... It's a different version of it, but it's still up there. And it comes... pretty much... I think it's comes with a free pen that I think... Yeah, so it's a free pen that inserts into the phone, and you can just, like, it's there. But with Apple, you have to pay $145 for one pencil that has been snapped by a foot by one of my friends.
And see, with,
Samsung with Nokia's...
SM, no.
Nokia's don't have pens.
With Samsung S10 and Apple iPhone 11... Apple has do so much advertising to show you how much better this one is, but then really they're not showing like the downfalls. With Samsung, you don't see many ads for them.
Yes.
And when they do, they like say like, you know, it's good photo quality.
Yes.
They don't go over the top like Apple, where they're like three cameras, like even better camera quality than all the others. Buy this
it's
one,
because,
and you're like,
because people think more is better.
Mm. I'm just waiting for,
when
like,
more than worse,
when they add, like, 10 more iPhones, and then, like, iPhone X will be, like, $50, and that's when I'm going to buy my iPhone
X. But, like, imagine, like, iPhone 56, like, it's just covered in cameras. Like, you don't want that. And, like, Apple has
Or it's,
been,
like, doesn't even have a camera. It's just got, like, a speaker.
It's been...
And, like, I reckon in the future they're going to make an Apple, like, V2, and they're going to, like, make another bite out of the Apple.
Yeah, of course they are. I mean,
that's, like, just Apple, because, like, you know, Apple likes Apple, and I like Apple, so I don't want to take a bite
out
of that Apple.
If you have a look, there's downfalls for Apple and Samsung. Yeah. Apple have got, like, they've got AirPods. Like, AirPods are pretty good.
And
they've got Apple Watches, which are pretty good.
Yeah. And Samsung has that as well.
Yeah, but theirs aren't as better. So it's obvious to tell that Samsung has got more of an improvement in their phones than their headphones and, like, their... watches. Whereas Apple, they're not doing too well in their phones, but they're doing more... They're doing really well with their Apple Watches and their AirPods.
One downfall is this AirPods Unleashed now, so you can get them for like $3.
And Kmart, they've got like 30.
Sports Girl.
What's that? Sports is that Girl. Valley Girl?
And they've got them at these cheap ass.
I don't know.
Shops. That's fake.
It's not sweat.
And they're like fake AirPods from the shops. It's just so fun these days.
But if you have a look at this iPhone 11 and you look at the front, and then compare it to an iPhone X, it is the exact same front and everything. They've just added more cameras.
With the advertising, really, they're just advertising the same things that every other phone that they've created can do.
And
like the...
iPhone
5 and iPhone 6. The only difference really is the touch and the updates.
And the size. Like,
and the size.
Some
but
people
like,
want a small phone, that's good, but like, they won't create that.
And
they think
the iPhone
better.
4, like, the iPhone 4 is just like tiny. Like iPod thing with just this little mini
screen. I still have a 2012 iPod.
I know.
And, I've
got an iPod, I'll bring it.
not the right iPod you've got, but okay.
Yeah,
no offense if you got an iPhone 11, but, like, if you really want an iPhone 11, think, are you really... Okay, there are two reasons to think of. Do you really want it because it it because it's cool, or because you like it, or because it's all the rage and it's cool to have one.
Yeah.
Because if you don't actually want one, you think it's pretty weird, like, to have three cameras, then, yeah, and you just want to buy it, like, it's no point, because soon it's going to go out the rage and everyone will think you're, like, a loser or something. And if you've got an iPhone 11 and you really wanted it to be cool, are you self-obsessed? Because you might not be getting the best cameras, the best pictures out of this.
Yes.
Well, the best thing about having your own phone, back in the, well, when in the future, they're probably going to be worth more than the latest phone.
Yes.
Because they're so old.
But
and
see,
they're
with,
so, like,
see,
nice.
With
nice.
Samsung, if you type up Samsung, sorry.
There goes the microphone.
They sing a lot.
S9.
The galaxies.
They're like the exact same.
They're exact same. And they're still better quality. They still take...
They're still the good...
Yes.
Like, it's still worth the money. It's just different kind of styles and, less better. So, when people go and buy... Let's say they bought an iPhone X and now the iPhone 11's, like, more popular.
Yeah.
Well, what are they going to do? Because I was on Gumtree the other day and someone was like... They had an iPhone X and they were selling it and they were like, have only used it for a day, getting an iPhone 11. I'm like, but that's just so stupid if you're going to waste all your money and spend more money to get something. Whereas Samsung, they're all kind of similar.
Before anyone like continues, Gumtree is an Australian eBay. An Australian eBay, really, basically. Pretty much.
It's like people sell things on there.
It's like Craigslist for Americans, I think. Craigslist.
What's Craigslist?
It's like I think Craigslist is...
It's like, it's like an eBay to those that
Craigslist
live in different countries, like America, Italy, anyone.
Craigslist. It's Craigslist.
It doesn't matter.
Anyways,
I'm having a rant right now because, Apple, make all their products, like, one's better than the other, where really Samsung, they're like, you know what, like, it's fair, you don't want to spend more money on S10, like, have the S9, it's just a little bit lower.
It's the same.
Oh, and one thing is, the dislike about the Samsung is that the phones, like, most of the phones are massive for your hands, and you can barely hold it.
Yes, my dad actually had a problem with that.
No offense for the midgets, but like,
I'm a midget. No, no. Yeah.
It's gonna be hard, and just
for people
in adults, like people with the massive iPad-looking phones, like calling people, like you used to call him.
Okay, so here's one thing. So my mom has got a Samsung, and I was taking some photos the other day. And my phone was not doing the job.
Yes.
And so I was, like, taking all these really bad photos. Really bad photos. And they were just, they weren't good. They weren't focusing. And when they did, they wouldn't focus properly. So I asked my mum if I could use her Samsung. And she's like, yeah, sure. So I used it.
And
there were so many better photos. It focused more. It was easier to use. And... Siri, what the hell? Get on Google's level. I was on my mum's phone. And
Google Assistant. And
she was like really nice. Mum's like, hey, Google something. And she's like, g'day, mate. How can I help you?
Oh, that's so cool.
And she says like really nice things. And it's not like something you can customize.
I'm scared of the Google products. We'll get into that a bit later. But there's also in the new Samsung S10s, there's Bixby Home. I haven't actually tried that yet, but there's an Animoji kind of thing on the Samsung as well, like S10.
Yeah.
But instead of like your face, you can create your whole body. You can customize your outfit. It's basic. Those two competing companies are like basically the same, but honestly, in my opinion, I think Samsung has got the
win for this one.
Yeah. They have the same products. They're selling the same things.
They've just... you can tell which one's obviously gone full length to, like, really design something new and intriguing.
Yeah.
Something that's not, like, just the same, added something different that's not going to work.
Yeah. It's the only difference, I think, Apple...
I find Nokia's good, though.
Okay, Apple sells, I think, a bunch of other stuff, like, Oh, yes.
Apple Watches.
Yeah, the Apple Watch, but I think they sell, like, speakers, like, if you've ever heard of the Mega Booms.
They do.
I think they're Logitech. I think they're Logitech.
Just two speakers.
No, they're in the accessory. Yeah, they sell, I've seen on the Apple Store app that they sell like other items from different places.
Is this a live podcast?
No. Oh. They've got the HomePod as well. Samsung kind of linked to Alexa kind of thing. I'm not sure what Amazon and Samsung
and see
have.
Like Sam
I reckon Apple is going to do like a Google Home thing. They're going to make an Apple.
They've already got it.
They have?
Yeah, HomePod.
Look at this. They've got three different kinds of AirPods.
Yeah. Why do you need three different types?
AirPods with charging case, AirPods with wireless charging case for AirPods.
Okay, and so two of them, really.
Yeah.
They sell Beats, they sell waterproof case, they sell, like...
And what's stupid is that they go all this full length, like, yeah, Apple's successful, we know that, but really when it comes to some of their products, they've definitely overpriced half of them. Like, their AirPods, like, sometimes they're $200. Like, why do you need to spend that much money on wireless headphones?
Just go to Kmart or Walmart for those Americans.
Walmart's like an everything store, like our Kmart kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like our Kmart.
But
in their Kmart,
kind of.
They've got food.
Do they have Kmart?
Yeah.
We've got food.
Samsung, I think, is way smarter. It's in the lead. It's got, like, Galaxy Fit, we are seeing right now.
But then, obviously, they might not be better than Apple.
Yeah.
More successful for Samsung is they've got TVs. So they obviously make more profit because they've got TVs,
they've got fridges, they've got everything else.
Then if I was on Harvey Norman looking at the S10 Samsung, and
Harvey Norman is also
an Australian really thing. Cheap. There was one; it was just a different color. I think it was black, and it was only like $200.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they're very cheap with their prices.
Like Australian dollars.
What's like, most successful with Samsung? Like, is they've made the first ever like folding phone that folds into a.
Yes.
It's like a phone that folds into an iPad or something, and it's really, really sick.
Another thing, the headphone jacks. Okay. Apple. That's a lot of money. The headphone jacks are not installed.
Never mind, guys. That cheap Samsung. I think it was like a Samsung 8.
Okay, they sell. Samsung sells more expensive for better quality.
Sometimes,
obviously.
Yes. Apple sells it expensive.
Yeah,
for
nothing.
Best quality
Apple. They
I
have.
I think they should have maybe just stopped at iPhone X's or something. Yeah. Because they've gone a bit over.
Yeah.
Apple needs to start making TVs. Like.
They've got the Apple TV, but it's not an actual TV.
Yeah. Okay. So, should we get into the next topic soon?
Before we get in, the headphone jacks. There's no headphone jack in an Apple product from 7 on. There's no headphone jack, and that's really... It's ridiculous because...
Not everyone wants to pay for, like...
No, like...
AirPods or anything, like...
AirPods, and if you're charging your phone... if you're charging your phone and want to listen to something without anyone else hearing it, which I normally do a lot, I wouldn't want to just, like, use, like, wired headphones or earphones connect into the charger port.
Yeah, I just want normal headphones.
One thing, if you can get an AirPod case, AirPod case.
$70, $80.
$80. Yeah.
And you can get some, like, different ones for, like, $150.
But then you look at the waterproof ones, and they're, like, $30.
They're $30. And, like, the bands are the bands for the Apple Watch are overpriced. They're $72 the last time I checked.
Well, that's for everything, because I was looking at Fitbit ones.
So that's Fitbit, and that's, like, a separate company.
So what's our next topic?
It's not really a next topic. It's really fading in. Google and Microsoft. Google provides services for Apple and Android, not just Samsung in general. they provide services for Apple and Android, and that's, I mean, I don't know if, I don't know if Google is like putting one company on, the other company on, so that's, I think, I don't know, I'm iffy about Google, because they're quite sketchy.
Sketchy?
Yeah, they're very sketchy. both creative and suspicious.
Well, they don't make Google anything.
They do. Google Homes. Yeah, they've got the Google Pixels, but, like, they're not even... They're shown to have good pictures, but...
Nokia's no one, better than no Google. One likes them. Clearly, Nokia's better
okay, than Google. Okay, we're past Nokia. let's start this again by saying Google or Microsoft. I mean...
I'm not too sure. Microsoft computers are good.
Yes, like the Microsoft products, really.
For example, Xbox. And
they make Surfaces, don't they? They make Surfaces.
Yeah, they make Surfaces. They make
They're more successful. Really?
Yeah, they're more successful.
And another thing is, they've got a bunch of apps, like Microsoft Word. Microsoft.
Yes.
Office, I don't know, Microsoft.
Microsoft like MVP award.
PowerPoint.
Yeah, that's like... But I see...
Outlook.
The thing is, Google has the same things like...
Google.
They've got Google.
Google.com.
There's Google.com.
that's the nice one.
There's Gmail. There's Google. What are they called? Slides.
Google Messages.
Google stuff.
Google Messages?
Yes, Microsoft has the Office 365, yep. But they have, like Apple and Android, they have really the same things.
I reckon the Hawaii is better. No, the Oppo.
Oh, the Hawaii.
Oppo.
The Hawaii, though. The Hawaii.
They've got Google Drive, they've got Google Home.
I don't know. There's like, it's... No, Wahei.
Google
Wahei,
Maps.
I think it's Wahei.
They have Huawei. Google Maps.
So they're different, yeah, I don't Huawei. Know. Google Docs, Google
Sheets.
I want
Google.
Google Photos.
I want to go to Hawaii.
Google Photos. Google Photos. I'm really not, like, I'm very, it's very suspicious because I wouldn't want to upload my photos
onto
anything.
That's not like something I trust.
Yes, like if you have a Samsung phone, you have the option of a photo gallery or the Google Photos. Or some of them, I think they have just Google Photos. And I wouldn't be taking any like important like documents, passwords, visas. Mm. Like, I wouldn't do those because like Google knows... Like, if you had a picture of your bank card, if you're in America or different countries, I think it's called a credit card. Is it called a credit card?
We call them credit card.
Yeah, but that's the one when you borrow a card, like the money from the bank. I think it's credit card in America and stuff. I don't know. Bank card, like, you get them from the bank.
I was just typing up Google Home.
Yeah, so we can...
And they're expensive.
They're expensive, like, yes.
The Google Home Mini is $50. Google Home Smart Speaker, 109. Google Home Smart Speaker High, 107. From all different stores. Like the Google Store, the Google Home Hub Charcoal is $200. But then if you look at like the Google Home Mini, they put them quite... cheap.
No, it's not very... It's not cheap. It's just, like, a lower price.
Yeah,
it's smaller.
Lower price because it's smaller. But then if you think about it...
It does the same thing.
It does the same thing.
Except that Google Home Hub, it really does the same thing. I mean, actually, no, they all do the same thing because it's just the Home Hub, you can just touch it. But, like, you can speak.
Yeah. Like, isn't that the whole point of Google Home was to speak and say what it would do? Because...
Like,
people couldn't do those things every day. They couldn't just go and touch something. Whereas the Google Home Hub, you can do both. And it's just like, no one really wants to touch it.
Yeah. And what was I talking about before that?
Just wait.
Okay, Google, what time is this post office closed? And then Australia Post closes at 5 p.m. Like,
You can say those things. I mean, yes, you normally would type that up on, like, the Google website or something.
Look at this. I just typed it in. It said, okay, Google, find me a recipe for lamingtons. I can help with that. Do you want me to find a recipe or do you want to choose it yourself? She just said, find me a recipe. She didn't say, can I pick one?
Yeah.
So it's, like, basically making people keep answering until, like, it says what it wants to say. They want it to say.
Thank you. So back to the first topic.
We're just filling up water.
Water. So Google or Microsoft? Mm. Elise?
I think Google. I'm kidding, sorry, no. I was just looking at Google products. Maybe Microsoft.
Yeah.
I think so far from what I've learned. Okay, let's go on to the next topic.
No, there's Hayden before. Okay, get back here, please.
Oh.
Yes. Google or Microsoft?
I think Microsoft's more compatible. Really?
It is actually more compatible.
Because they've got a lot more stuff.
Yeah,
and especially, like, really, if, like, Microsoft is sponsoring Xbox and PlayStation and Nintendo and all that, really.
Like, they've got Google. There's Google. What's that? It's like, Google Home. Google Home, like, they've got Cortana. I don't think they have, like, an actual, like, what's it called? Like, a device.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, like, Google has.
Type in Google Phones. We could.
Yeah, we've got Google Pixel, but, like, phone. they're not proven to have good phones.
What a Google
Pixel. Okay.
So
should we go on to the next topic in a second?
Before we do that, we're just looking up, Oh, that's, we use that. For at work.
For work and all that, yeah.
Okay, what's next? On the agenda.
The agenda. Online bullying.
Really?
Yes, actually, we have.
And we're doing online today. So this is
online. Very online. Cyberbullying. We just wanted to get into the...
Okay, cyberbullying versus...
Cyberbullying. Not really a versus. We're just talking about it because...
Just at the end of every episode...
You know, because I get bullied.
Yeah, I think we should.
I get bullied, so...
Unless you're talking about...
Sex. Like, if you're talking about...
No, like, the battle of the sexes and stuff. Unless you're talking about that and, like, saying, oh, girls are better, no, boys are better.
Oh, and, like, how racist you are, like, saying we're white.
Okay, let's talk about it. Let's just talk about it, okay?
Okay.
So, cyberbullying. I don't think anyone would want to be cyberbullied at
no
all.
No one would. I actually recently got bullied by...
Yes. Did you say cyberbullying or cyberbullying?
Yeah, that's not what we want to go in.
I got bullied
by two of my friends that I thought were loyal.
Loyaler than the queen.
And loyaler than the queen, it's honestly.
It's a matter of fact of jealousy and the fact that you are doing this either a fun joke or you're doing it purposely to see their reaction. It's stupid what people think that they can
do. And normally their reaction,
especially girls. I believe a lot of girls get cyberbullied, I think.
Yes.
Because people think, no, like, they're girls, what they can do.
Like myself.
They're girls, they've got like, two private parts.
They're girls, what are they going to do? But, like, it's just stupid how they want to do it or how they have the idea to do it.
Yeah.
It's just...
When life gives
I
you
will life. Not elaborate on what actually happened, but
we'll just
with the actual. It's about the podcast, actually. I'm a very emotional and sensitive person, and my friends took that into account and said, and like actually made that went against me, and I like the podcast cover. I sent that to my friend because they were, like, they were helping me on it.
It's like one example, Mean Girls.
If you've Mean Girls, but that's not cyberbullying. I think.
Well, but really, it's
yeah, bullying in general.
It's like the same topic.
Oh, actually, have you guys seen this film? I don't know what it's called. It's by some girl. I think it's Charlotte something. She did a video, and it was like a girl. It was like a girl, and she was texting, and these kids kept. This girl kept throwing, like, rocks at her. Oh. And every time a rock got thrown at her, it was, like, a mean text. So it was basically, like, an actual representation. And then it had a girl in the bath. And then her friends, while she was on her phone, and then two other kids, this mean girl who was throwing rocks at her, like, while they were eating dinner and stuff, gave her friends a bunch of rocks, and they were just throwing them at her, and she just kept getting rude texts. And it's really terrible to think that people do that to other people.
Just like sticks and stones but broke your bones.
Yes.
I don't know who the creator of. If you know who that video is, like, it's not copyright. People, we didn't say. We just don't know who it is. I can't remember, so.
So the podcast cover. Podcast cover. I sent that to my friend. They actually were supposed to be in one of these episodes that coming up, but I've decided really not to because I didn't really feel like they were loyal enough to be a part of it, and so they actually two friends that I felt were pretty loyal did it to me. And one of them texted me and said
one of them was us.
No. They weren't. Hayden. No,
if they're watching this, I think they'll know who
they are. They know who they are. They said...
Who is it?
It was a pretty misunderstood thing, because I found out actually today that they thought this podcast was a live. Like, it was being broadcasted live. And they thought no one's going to, like, watch it, and that made me feel a bit sad. And, they kept actually cursing at me. They kept cursing at me and said, like, get betrayed. Female dog.
Beach.
Beach.
I have the photos of the
beach
messages.
We've got the photos. It just wasn't a good situation to be in. I had family over. And a family member came in and said, how you going? I'm like, I'm being bullied. And they went through... I'm being bullied. I went through what happened, and she just helped me a lot. She helped me a lot. And then it was fine, actually. I was laughing about it, and, like, I was being really funny. And, like, I was laughing. I couldn't actually eat my dinner. Because I was laughing too much before.
She was going to vomit out.
No. I was like saying.
Sorry about Hayden.
I'm laughing. She kept like saying, oh, you good now? I hope everything is better. sorry. I kept laughing and saying, it's funny. It's funny how people think that. It's funny how people think that they can. Control me, and Hosea was saying, like, they were lying about, actually, because Elise is a very, very, very close friend of mine. They kept saying that, like, even they actually betrayed me, and I said, that's just betrayal. And again, this is cyberbullying that I won't say how it was cyberbullying, because it's too much. But yeah, it was just because
going through a hard time, really.
It was
tough.
It was real tough, and like it was on. It was messaging.
Anxious.
It wasn't. Yeah, I wouldn't think there.
Hayden, you're just listening, describing words. But...
Yeah, I may be going on a lot, and you might be. Thinking, she's so boring. But, like, it's a real thing.
You gotta protect like, it's like, if you're a child, it's like, take a picture of your thing, send it. And then it's like, no. But then, like, it's like in things.
Yeah, things.
Yeah, things.
Okay, I think we're a little past over the scheduled time. Thank you so much for listening.
Our first ever 100% special podcast.
My first ever podcast. I've been very excited to do this. Yeah, so thank you again. And I'll see you next time. Yeah, so... Sorry, this is very... Yeah, okay, so, bye-bye! I love yous! Mwah! Bye-bye!